The Pebble Limited partnership has not yet announced any change to the established timeline for releasing a mine plan or entering permitting. However, it's possible the release of the plan could be delayed because of last month's announcement by Anglo American. What is certain is that the Pebble Limited partnership is downsizing its workforce. Mike Ewalls, the partnership's vice president of public affairs.
Late last week, a number of PLP staff were notified that they would be laid off from the project, and this is a result of the recent announcement from Anglo American of their withdrawal. And as a result of that, you know, we're facing the reality of smaller budgets going forward, and that unfortunately required a reduction both in program spending and staff. And so, again, we notified our folks last week, and several of the severances were effective end of last week, and we'll have more by the end of October. I think it's important to note, though, that Anglo American did agree to provide our exiting employees with a severance package, and that's helped cushion a little bit of the blow. But of course, I think in the Bristol Bay region, I think it will be felt probably a lot harder, in that, you know, the folks can't just dust off their resume and walk across the street to look for another job.
Heatwall wouldn't disclose how many people have been laid off, but he confirmed that several of the laid off workers are based in the Bristol Bay region. It's believed that the Pebble Limited partnership has about 70 to 80 employees. In addition to the layoffs, the partnership is canceling or suspending contracts for work. Heatwall confirms the partnership is looking at how Anglo American's withdrawal from the project and the recent layoffs will impact the established timeline that has a mine plan being released by the end of the year.
What I think is important to note, though, is it's not like we go back to square one at this juncture. Since the partnership was formed in 2007 with the investment of, you know, some $540 million from Anglo American, we've made significant progress on the technical and environmental front towards a development scenario for the prospect. And so that certainly becomes an asset for us going forward as we seek to find additional partners to help us advance this to the next stage. And really, that's what we're looking at on our time horizon, is we need to get another partner through the door to really help advance it.
Heatwall stresses that Northern Dynasty Minerals is not stepping away from the Pebble Mine project, but is instead reassessing the project in the wake of Anglo American's decision to step away. The Pebble Mine has been the subject of an intense media campaign in recent years by both proponents and opponents of the mine. Heatwall says it's not clear what the impact of Anglo's decision will be on the ad campaign being run on television stations across the state.
Well, certainly we're looking at everything that we're doing through the lens of a smaller program at this point in time, and certainly looking at our footprint there is one of many things we're actively looking at.
Before pulling out of the Pebble Limited partnership, Anglo American had invested well over $500 million, and in order to get out of the partnership, Anglo American had to write down a loss of about $300 million. Northern Dynasty Minerals has apparently invested about $180 million. Heatwall confirms that Northern Dynasty Minerals is looking for a new partner to help move the Pebble Mine project forward into permitting and ultimately development. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.